Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout with last night's winning pitcher, Tanner Perry. Tanner, thanks for being here. Just take me through your mentality entering a 1-1 game in the seventh inning last night.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Honestly, the mentality doesn't really change that much. Game to game, depending on the circumstances. Ultimately, to me, it comes down to executing my pitches when I need to. And if I do that, I kind of let everything outside of my control kind of land the way they're supposed to, and if I just do my job, that's really all I can do. So at that point, the score is kind of out of my control. It's just coming in and do what I can do.
Did it feel like a little bit of a weight lifted off your shoulders when Yannick Walter hit that 3-run home run in the bottom of the seventh?
It was exciting. Obviously, it's nice to have a little bit of some cushion, especially when it's a guy like Yannick, who we all love, and we all love so much. Love being around him in the dugout and the bullpen. So you see your guy go crazy like that. It's awesome. I guess the boys rowdy for sure.
You are part of this new era of college athletics where the transfer portal allows you to move freely between schools. You played at three different colleges. What were those transitions like, and did you ever feel comfortable in one place?
It was tough. It was really tough. I went to my junior college my first year, Jeffco. I developed late in high school. I was a late bloomer. I wasn't quite good enough to play D1 anywhere, and I knew my goal was always to play professional baseball. So even at a young age, I was trying to line up my path to being good enough to, get here to Wilson and with the Brewers. So I went to the junior college. I only did 1 year there, which is when I then transferred to Southern Illinois, and I didn't quite perform the way I could have or should have. So I needed a little bit of a change of scenery, which is why I got, which is a good thing from the portal. I think, a kid like me, I kind of needed a change of scenery. I wasn't quite performing the way I knew I could. I just needed a kind of a new team, a new set of coaches. And I got that at Illinois State. They brought me in with open arms. They were super excited to work with me. They let me kind of be myself there. And I think that paid off pretty well for both parties, me and the coaches at Illinois State. The new landscape of baseball in college is definitely different. It's one that can get abused, but I think it serves its purposes the right way, just as much as sometimes it gets abused.
Now you found yourself here in Wilson, North Carolina. We're about a month and a half into the season. Have you been able to explore Wilson a little bit? Do you have any favorite go-to spots?
A little bit. Me and my boy Thomas Conrad, we know how to get to Bojangles and back, I'll tell you that much. I want to do some fishing. We've had some guys do a lot of fishing, so we're going to get out to Lake Wilson here soon. We explored downtown a little bit. I love Lorama. You'll find me there on a lot of mornings. It's a great breakfast spot. I spent some time in Raleigh. I love North Carolina. It's a beautiful state. I'm really excited to be here.
So after throwing three innings to last night, you're not going to be throwing tonight. What does an off day like this look like for you, and what is your routine?
Yeah, obviously it's a big recovery day, a spa day as we like to call it sometimes, where you come in, you're trying to loosen your body up, kind of trying to be free. So earlier, 2 o'clock today, we're throwing the frisbee around in the outfield, just trying to be athletic. And then come in, get a good recovery lift in. I'll probably be doing a post-game report here with Paul, our pitching coach, to see what's working, what wasn't working, what we need to improve on. And then do some stuff in the training room, and then come back out here for the game and be the best teammate I can be and try to get us another win today in any way I can help.
Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout with Tanner Perry. Tanner, thank you so much for joining me.
Appreciate it. Thank you.